It's the Sunny Morning Show here on Sunny FM. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and I'm joined in the studio right now by Mike Ridenour, who is putting on a great event that's happening in Negaunee, Thunder on the Iron Range Country Music Festival. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. I mean, this is a big shindig going on all day. Give everybody the details. What's happening?
Well, Thunder on the Iron Range Country Music Festival is this Saturday, August 17th. Gates open at noon. We have some great Upper Peninsula country talent coming down to play, along with a couple of pretty well-known national acts. Chad Borgen and the Collective from Houghton, Michigan, they're kicking the show off at 1:30 p.m., and they're followed up at 4 o'clock by Tom Cataline and Highway 41. They're also from the Copper Country. Later on in the day at 6, we have the Marquette County local favorites, Chase and Steel, the Bluegrass Quartet. And then 8 o'clock Saturday night, the Outlaw country music songwriter Pee Wee Moore, also known today as Cecil Allen Moore. Mm-hmm. He goes on at 8 o'clock with his band, and then the 10 o'clock slot is the legendary outlaw country singer David Allen Coe.
Now, where did this all come from to put this on? I mean, this is I know I've talked to you over the years with your involvement with Jackson's Pit and everything, and talking about doing some music in downtown Negaunee, and now you're actually doing it. Tell me a little bit about how it all came to be.
It's been a long process. It's been 5 years of trying to bring a show of this caliber to Negaunee. Mm-hmm. Thunder on the Iron Range, the name was brought about several years ago when we tried to get the Harley Owners Group to bring their rally to Negaunee. We failed in that attempt. They brought it to Marquette instead. But the name kind of stuck, and we're just trying to bring a cool event up on the Iron Range to the west end of the county.
To do that. Now, what's going to be happening? Because I know this is kind of specific to a certain location. It's on Iron Street in downtown Negaunee, and you're going to have it set up all day, but people need to be have tickets and things like that. How's your setup? What's going to be going on?
That is correct. Iron Street will be closed off, basically sealed off from the Business 28 bypass to the east end at Pioneer Avenue.
Okay.
It will be gated. You will have to have a ticket to enter the venue area. The stage will be set up at the western end of Iron Street, facing east.
So it's sort of facing toward the band shell and then up the street that way, and then everybody comes in and kind of checks out the show that way.
That is correct.
Okay, so tickets. Now, I know you had some sort of, you know, VIP seating. I know some of that's already gone, I guess, or some of the good seating, but you have tickets left, but they're going fast. How do they get them?
Well, we have general admission tickets pre-sale for $10 available at the Thunder on the Iron Range Facebook page or at eventbrite.com and just search Thunder on the Iron Range. You can purchase some pre-sale online there for $10. Or they will be for sale at the door for $15.
So get them early if you can, because it makes it worth doing that to make sure that you get the better deal.
That is correct.
How do you keep it at a good price like that? I mean, that price is, you can't be beat. I mean, that's a great for a day's worth of entertainment, general admission. I mean, that's that. How were you able to pull that one off?
Well, to be honest, we're about breaking even with the ticket sales and what it's cost to put the show on. The event initially is being put on to raise money for the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee and also the Negaunee High School girls softball program, which, for those that don't know, is a completely parent and student funded activity. They receive little to no money from the school district to, for the girls softball program.
So it's self-supporting that way, and this will help out with that.
Through Thunder on the Iron Range, we've had pretty good success bringing on some big sponsors that are making that fundraising that much easier. Imperial Beverage, Cutwater Spirits, Sam Adams, Twisted Tea, Truly Hard Seltzers, Great Lakes Radio, as well as Midway Rental and Sales,
Upper Shirts. Nice work with doing something like this. You're giving the community something amazing that they're going to remember, and who knows, might be the start of something. Who knows?
It could be. And thank you very much.
Well, it does hinge on people getting tickets. And again, what's the way for people to get tickets to come catch the show this Saturday?
On Facebook, look up Thunder on the Iron Range. You can get tickets there and eventbrite.com and just search Thunder on the Iron Range.
Mike Ridenour in the studio with us today, giving us a preview of Thunder on the Iron Range Country Music Festival. It's happening in downtown Negaunee coming up, well, this Saturday. Starts up again. What time do things get going?
Gates open at noon. The first live band goes on stage at 1:30 p.m., and you'll have all sorts of great music all day long through 11 p.m.
All right, Mike, thanks for popping in this morning. Best of luck, and be sure to let us know how it goes, too, all right?
Thank you.
If you missed any of our interview with Mike, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the information so you know all about the Thunder on the Iron Range Country Music Festival that's happening this Saturday in downtown Negaunee on Iron Street. David Allen Coe and several others, a great afternoon and evening of music. Get on out and support it all to help raise some funds as well. We'll tell you more about it through the course of the week here as well, so stay tuned to more here on the Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM.